Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, Lucis Trust. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. A new and better way of life for all people everywhere in the world can become a reality in our time. Practical techniques in operation today can be learned and applied to the fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. What is the meaning of the name Lucis Trust?
Well, first of all, thank you for pronouncing it properly. So many people say Lucis Trust. My personal favorite was an envelope we got once addressed to Luscious Trout.
Wow, I kind of like trout myself.
Lucis Trust is, first of all, we are a trust, but not a financial trust. We also get many telephone calls from people in the financial realm thinking either that we're going to give them money or that they could help us invest our great fortune. We're a trust of light because Lucis is the Latin generative case meaning of light. Lucis Trust, Trust of Light. And it's a name given to an organization founded by Alice and Foster Bailey in 1922, I think. We have headquarters in three planetary centers, London, Geneva, and New York. The work began here in New York. Planetary centers, I should explain, are locations on our planet which, according to the Ageless Wisdom, are particularly powerful receptive inlets for the inpouring spiritual energies directed towards our planet. And New York, London, and Geneva are three of those centers, Tokyo and Darjeeling being the other two. The centers of Tokyo and Darjeeling, according to the Ageless Wisdom, are more subjective, more in the background in terms of energy and force, whereas the three, London, Geneva, and New York, are more actively involved in world development. And so we have our headquarters there and have had them there for many, many years.
Yes, and it's an organization that was, as you said, was founded in 1922, and it's grown ever since, and we have a number of activities. Actually, Lucis Trust is the kind of the fiduciary arm or the fiduciary umbrella of a number of activities.
Fiduciary meaning financial arm. It funnels money into our activities.
It's the part of the organization that receives general funds, and from there it goes into wherever the need is. So even if you donate money to the Lucis Trust, it will go to wherever the need is in the organization. It will go to the different activities that we are involved with, and we might go through some of those activities. First of all, of course, there is the Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the company that oversees the publishing of the books of Alice Bailey, the books that she wrote from around 1920 to 1949. And all of those books have been published. There is 24 books altogether, and many compilations of extracts from the Bailey books have been published since. But those are the main source of the ageless wisdom teachings that form the basis for our organization, for Lucis Trust and its activities. And what are some of the other organizations that we have?
Well, there are two pillars of our work, we always say, the publishing company and the Arcane School. The Arcane School was founded by Alice Bailey in the early 1920s, beginning with a group of men, all men, no women, for some reason, in about 1920, who began to meet with her and study at noontime on their break from work. And this small group of men grew eventually into a correspondence school that is now worldwide. And we offer training in spiritual development leading to a life of service. That training is available in 8 languages: Russian, Greek, German, Dutch, Italian, French, Spanish, and English. I hope I named 8 languages.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer training in meditation as a means of directing spiritual energies. We offer lessons on the ageless wisdom, all for the purpose of helping one develop a recognition of where one can contribute to the plan.
Yes, the Arcane School is a correspondence school. It's all handled through the mail, or now through a lot of it is handled through the through email, through our website, and through so it's, as I said, it's all by correspondence. We don't have any classes or any nothing, no meetings to attend.
The reason for that being that it's said that the esotericist is self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe self-taught. You can explain what that means.
Well, self-taught, in other words, instead of looking outward towards a master, for a master or a guru of some kind or a teacher, the theory is that the teacher we're looking for is actually within. It is the soul. One's own soul is one's own teacher, and we should look to the soul and rely on the impulses and directions of the soul for our way and for finding the answers that we're looking for. So that's the kind of the philosophy behind the thrust of the Arcane School in being self-taught.
There are service activities that come under the auspices of the Arcane School. One of them is World Goodwill, and the other is Triangles. And these are both means of service. World Goodwill is our activity that is linked to support of the United Nations. We are not a formal part of the United Nations, as is sometimes said, but we are registered with the United Nations Office of Public Department of Public Information, and that means that we, along with thousands of other NGOs, non-governmental organizations, have declared our support of the United Nations and our intention to help spread awareness of the work of the United Nations through our own possibilities, our own activities. So we publish a quarterly newsletter in which we will often mention particular initiatives underway within the UN. We try to educate people on the significance of that world body, imperfect though it is, as the one major means for a global forum where members of virtually every country on the planet practically can meet and discuss and find hopefully common ground. It's not easy, but without the UN, where would we be? World Goodwill also seeks to strengthen awareness of the enormous creative power of the energy of goodwill.
Right, goodwill is really the it's an overlooked energy. I think it's not given enough credit or enough power, because relationships cannot really be built without goodwill, without the energy of goodwill as the integrating force. And because the objective of World Goodwill is to stimulate and encourage men and women of goodwill everywhere to establish right human relations between the races and religions and nations and classes, and through intelligent understanding and communication, and to assist people in studies of world problems and in the effective application of these problems of goodwill and cooperation and sharing for the common good. So, I mean, this is the actual function of World Goodwill, is to promote these energies. And World Goodwill also has a study program based on the what they call the problems of humanity, and that is the title of one of the Alice Bailey books. And the particular problems that are discussed there form the basis for this study course. It's just there are 7 reading sets that are available for anybody who would like to have copies of them, and you just have to write to us, and we will glad to oblige. So that's just one of the activities. And the other activity under the work of the Arcane School was the activity of triangles, which we have talked about before.
Triangles is a meditation activity, again, as a service to humanity. It involves 3 people, thus the name triangle, linking up with each other daily in thought, not in person. I mean, they might live on opposite ends of the earth, that's no problem. But they link in consciousness with each other, visualizing lines of light and goodwill radiating through their triangle, and then throughout the planetary network of triangles, which at this point must number hundreds of thousands of triangles that literally span the world. And they envision energies of light and goodwill permeating human consciousness. It's a visualization type of meditation that is done in the conviction that the human mind does have the power to create and to wield energy. And when done in groups of 3, there's a particular power and vitality to it. In fact, Buckminster Fuller believed that the triangle is the most stable geometric form in the universe. And the network of triangles has been doing its work since about 1937. It involves the saying of the Great Invocation, which is the prayer that we end this broadcast with every time. And it's a very simple meditation activity, but it's a means of contributing to the upliftment of human consciousness, whether you are housebound or disabled or in any way rendered inactive on the world scene. You can still contribute through meditation, and that's true of many of our different meditation activities. We have lots of different types of meditation that are meant to be forms of service.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. And our topic for today, loses trust. we have a great need for donations. In past years, we haven't mentioned it much at all, but I guess because of the bad economic situation, a lot of people are suffering economically, and it's kind of a domino effect. So there are fewer donations, and we're having a much more difficult time staying on radio, and it's through your donations to Lucis Trust that really make it possible for us to stay with you and to keep on doing this show. I think probably the most, well, the greatest donators are sitting here before me, Sarah and Dale, who do the show for, they refuse to take compensation for the show, and they put a lot of time into preparation, and here they are in their own form of donation. But you have helped us tremendously in the past, and that's what's kept us on the air. And although, well, we thank you very much for your donations, because your recent donations have enabled us to contract to stay on for several more weeks, but we're still not out of the woods. And generally, we've taken 1 year or 2 year contracts with the radio station, and we want to continue that. So if you'd like to donate and get us back to where we used to be economically for the being able to fund the radio shows, send your tax-deductible donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And donations should be in the form of check or money order. Our greatest dream is to have an underwriter, some corporation or very wealthy individual who might underwrite the show and pay for the show. This would free us from having to mention this about donations every week. We could just get on with the theme of our show, which is what we'd like to do. And if you do donate, and if you are interested in underwriting, it's not as though you're aligning yourself with a religion that's other than your own. This is not a religion. Lucis Trust is not at all a religion. It's an organization that I guess the books of the most common theme in the books of Alice Bailey has a lot to do with developing the divinity within our own individual being and developing into a consciousness that's more of a divine consciousness with the constituent values and thoughts that would be important for that type of consciousness. Also, if you'd like to give us a call for any reason whatsoever, give us a call on a toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. And on the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. That's www.lucistrust.org. Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. We are discussing Lucis Trust, and many people want to know what it is, and I guess I've got a two-part question once again, and that is Lucis Trust, the most common question, is Lucis Trust a religion? And also, there's so much mention of the ageless wisdom, and so often I get asked when I'm out amongst friends, well, what does Sarah and Dale mean by ageless wisdom? So maybe you can address those two questions.
Yes, the Lucis Trust is not a religion, and it doesn't interfere with one's particular religious path if one has one. I think we could say that people who are supportive of our work are probably members of many of the world's faiths, but we also include a lot of people who don't belong or feel themselves affiliated with any particular religion. What we do try to emphasize is an understanding of the common ground that links the world religions on the inner level. Every religion, I think, has a more esoteric tradition. Christianity has the tradition of the Essenes. And Islam has its esoteric strain in Sufism. And Judaism has its esoteric tradition in the Kabbalah, and so on. And on this level, there is a great deal of sharing of certain particular principles, which are come under the banner of the ageless wisdom. It's a strain of teaching that has been with humanity since the earliest times, descending from before religious teaching was even written down.
Yes, and it's one of those body of teachings that exists, as we are told, on the inner planes in the ancient archives, which are not available to our eyes, but they're, in fact, in the Bailey writings, they're sometimes referred to as the old commentary, which is not anything that's written down on paper or parchment even. It's something that's exists only in, at the etheric levels. So it's these teachings have been with the earth as long as the spiritual hierarchy has been here. And they brought these teachings with them, which goes back millions of years. And so the basis for the teachings in the some of the Bailey books have these kind of ancient roots, you might say. Doesn't make them out of date, and far from it. In fact, that's what we've been accused of sometimes. Well, the books are old. They were printed way back in the 1920s and 30s, so they're passé now, but so let's get on. What's the next series of teachings? But, in fact, the teachings in the Bailey books are so deep and extensive that we haven't really caught up with them yet in our own studies. So these go on, well, forever.
I think we could say that the purpose of the Lucis Trust is not to convert the world to any particular presentation of spiritual truth, no matter how good each of us might think our particular preference is, but our purpose is to help meet the spiritual need of the world. And if that means helping a person find a particular part of the spiritual path that takes them in a direction slightly tangential to our specific work, that's okay. We want to see people quickened by the spiritual impulse that comes from the soul. And the soul resides within every human being, and it's that inner Christ principle, as the Christians would call it, that inner Buddhic principle, as the Buddhists would call it, that is the divinity within every human being. And this indwelling light is what leads us forward, each and every one of us, on our spiritual journey. So the work of the Lucis Trust is to help awaken this realization of this inner guide. And we trust that awakening to lead the individual into his proper contribution to the plan.
And that's why the emphasis on the soul is kind of the real point of focus for the work of the Arcane School, the meditation work in particular. It is designed explicitly to awaken that inner divinity, that inner soul that is just sitting there. It's who you are. It's who we all are. It's essentially what you are, is that soul. And it gets kind of lost because of all the because of the limitations of the human brain and mind. And so it has to be awakened. We have to rediscover who we really are. And that is essentially what the meditation work in the Arcane School is designed to accomplish.
And that's why meditation is such a foundational aspect of our work. I think it's fair to say that the practice of meditation and the study of spiritual philosophy, particularly as given in the books of Alice Bailey, is behind all of the work we do, because that's what awakens the inner realization of one's own contribution to the plan. Everything that we do through the Lucis Trust and its activities is intended to, in some way, aid God's plan. Every one of us is on earth with some contribution we can make. No matter how limited our circumstances might seem to us, we all have some tiny part to contribute to the working out of the plan. And in finding our group, our larger affiliation with people who are working along the same lines, something is liberated in us, wouldn't you say? Something is drawn forth that as individuals we might not discover.
Oh, yes. And that once that soul energy, soul quality begins to come through, then all hell breaks loose, as they say. And because it's a new quality of love, a new quality of light that is coming through, and it does tend to disrupt one's personal life or the set patterns that we have established. But it needs to be done. It has to be done because the stepping on the path of discipleship, which is what the studies in the school try to help with, that is the kind of the uphill struggle and the final part of the path of the soul as it makes its way in the world.
Maybe a concluding word about how we finance our work should be made. Ever since its inception in 1922, the Lucis Trust has relied on voluntary donations of people who support our work and our goals. It isn't that we don't like money. We love money. We would love to receive a lot more money to do more work in service to the plan. But we don't believe that there is any particular price that can be put on spiritual work. It doesn't have a specific material value. It's priceless in a sense. On the other hand, everyone who supports our goals is trusted to give according to their ability to contribute. And that's why we don't charge for any of our activities except for the books. But we do count upon people's financial support. And that, I think, sums up in a few words the work of the Lucis Trust.
And for purchases for Lucis Trust, well, I think especially at this time we should mention that if you'd like to buy all 24 volumes of literature, of the Alice Bailey literature, if you buy them direct from Lucis Trust, you'll get a discount of 10% on all the 24 volumes. I'll tell you, going through them is a great adventure as far as developing oneself spiritually. Give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.